It seems every presentation has been about how Achan Shah trained Westerners, but he often said that Thai people and Western people are not different. So we have arms and legs and eyes and ears and the same number of them. They have the same function. We have the same emotions and sufferings. So I don't know that he did train Westerners differently in some ways, but I think mainly he gave people what was appropriate for them. Not every teacher has this kind of ability. There was one famous master in Northeast Thailand who had some Western disciples, and he always used to say he felt like a chicken hatching duck's eggs, that it just wasn't working out the same as if they were Thai monks. But there was never that kind of feeling with Achan Shah. Part of what he did, I think, was he made everybody feel like they were important or special. In a situation that was an environment that was quite strict and disciplined, and he always seemed to have time to give people what they needed. And as Kittisara was saying, it didn't always have to be according to the rules. He could decide on the spot to give you an early ordination if that was going to be a good thing to do at that time.